What I was going to ask you was, is there another type fence that you made?
Well, the other fence, when it started off, you know, then they made a picket fence, they called it.
Yeah.
You know? They had a picket fence. They nailed it. That's when they started off. You could find out they could build a fence without all that stuff. They put a railing on top, one on the bottom, and then they split those things about 5-6 foot long. And they put them up on the top like that, make it look pretty, you know. And they put a line on that, and they drew it on, and they nail them on that. It's quick done, instead of boring all them holes and all that kind of stuff, you put a post now and then, you see, and then nail that other piece on the side and get rid of it.
Yeah.
That was a picket fence. We used to build, all that was made out of split material, come out of the woods. We'd cut down a big log and they split it all up, and they make shingles for the houses, for the roof. And the walls, instead of weatherboard, they use that for the walls. They split them through them shingles about that long, about 3 foot long, better.
Yeah.
Split them all, they're wide, they're all width, you know, 8-10 inches wide. Split all them up, they're just about 3/4 of an inch thick, I think. And then they work them. I seen them in the paper that the other day, the magazine. But there's an old man that he had a shop. But he made those shingles, put on a house. I mean, I don't know if you saw that on the paper. He had a jack that he put that shingle down in there, and he pushed the lever underneath, and he pushed it on this way. He put his foot on it, it grabbed that shingle, and he had a big draw knife.
Yeah.
And he shaved it off both sides. When you put it up in there, it made a smooth jaw, so it didn't leak. The other part stayed rough. When it was on the outside there, outside of that where they dressed it, it was rough, just like it's split it up. Put that on the roof. Put that on the wall. It wore all the houses with that, all the way around. Instead of weatherboard like we had, you know?
Maybe.
It's just lapping. It starts from the bottom like that and goes up top on top. You put it up, just like you put a shingle on a house. Same thing. Made out of wood.
And that's called
weatherboard? You use that for wall, you know, on a house. It wasn't weatherboard, it was regular wall, it was regular shingle wall. They had a good many houses on that place where we laid over there. It was walled up with those 3 foot shingles, just like they put on the roof.
Now, was there a place around the barn where you let all the animals just roam around?
What?
Just kind of a place around the barn where you could let, say, the hogs and the chickens and maybe the animals, the horses, just roam around?
You mean to feed them?
Yeah, just around the barn.
Well, I don't know if I understand what you're talking about, but I mean the...
Well, what about a place where you kept your cows? Where'd you keep your cows? Do you have a shelter place for them?
For who?
The cows.
The cows? No, the cows, they stayed loose. After they milked those cows, they turned them back into the pasture. They kept the calves in the inside in the stall, you know what I mean, in the pen where they milked the cows, where they had shelter in case of rain, thing like that. It was cold, keep them out of cold weather. But the cows, after they were milked, they turned them loose. They had water. They had to go out and get water, you know, in the edge of the swamp or wherever they had water.
Yes. Did you ever milk cows?
Well, I done some, but not too much.
Where would you milk them? Was there a place where you would milk them?
Well, they just bring them into the lot, you know, where they had the calf. Now the cows, they all come out at the gate, they were waiting, you know, to be milked. In other words, to nurse the babies. So they go over there and they open the gate and let one of the cows come in.